producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Thing to waste your mind, so let's make sure we are not doing that. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's my job to make you think, or at least try to make you think. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I'm doing my part, however, and there's a lot of heavy lifting involved. Here to help me is Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli. The two of them both have minds. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, I wonder
what planet he's from sometimes, Joy. Ever wonder that?
Will you?
I think he just had his Cheerios this morning.
I did. I'm actually having...
He's high energy, as Donald Trump says. High energy.
I've had my Super Beats and Neo 40. I'm ready to go. So, one of the things that's trending at DougSteffen.com is the story of those air marshals who have been implicated in the prostitution probe. At least two of them suspended. Allegations are that they hired prostitutes, recorded encounters with a government-issued device. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in trouble if they hadn't used a government-issued device.
Want to see my guns?
Please? Yeah, right. That's about how...
Want to see my government-issued device?
So the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee...
Not everyone can put their hands on it.
Federal Air Marshal Service Director Roderick Allison told the committee about the allegations last week. Air marshals being investigated have had their security clearances suspended. Really, what terrific management. Good for you, sir. That's smart. Spokesman for the TSA, which oversees, there's a great combo, the TSA and the Federal Air Marshal Service. The two of them together.
Want to see my government-issued device?
Find their butts in a snowstorm. Oi. All right, so what other things? This is, I think Joy may have covered it about as
Wanna
well.
Want to see my government?
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
I didn't know that's what you called it.
Really?
No, I guess that's a cool new name.
Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is in court.
That's what we should call it, a Bo Bergdahl.
A Bo Bergdahl.
Government-issued device.
A preliminary hearing on the charges he deserted his post, endangered his unit. My whole take on this is that he didn't belong in the service in the first place, and if the people doing the recruiting would find some way of moving themselves aside so that actually qualified people could be doing these jobs, and when I say qualified people, I mean people like Joy Brown, who could have a conversation with these people and analyze quickly whether they were in a place that would allow them to serve well, or are they messed up? This guy, psychologically, his profile has to have, if somebody even took the trouble to look at it, you would have been able to see this man was not suited for the service that he was sent to. And there are many people in the service that aren't. Yes.
Yeah, but there are a couple issues. Okay. First of all, you know, combat is like a whole lot of things that you don't really know what it is until you're there, number one. So some of these things are a little hard to anticipate. But second of all, the government, the armed services are having a hard time getting people. I mean, it's not like everybody's saying, oh, gee, send me to Afghanistan. I'd really want to go. So, I mean, someone said, it's a whole if drugs are a whole different issue today than they were 20 years ago, so are the armed services.
Okay, so let me then put this spin on it for you, Joy. When I went to Iraq, however many years ago it was, and I spent four or five days, a couple of them wandering around by myself for many hours of the day. And I met with some people who were over there who had PTSD.
Right.
They had they didn't understand why they were there. And they were asked by any number of us what they were doing with their time there. One guy that I spent time with was a sergeant who'd been three tours in Iraq, and he was washing the general's cars. What in the name of God are we sending men over there? And by the way, he was told that his recruitment was an emergency. They needed more people there, and so he had to move quickly to get involved in some allocation that was necessary to ship back over to Iraq. When you see that sort of thing, you lose all respect for the management of this huge, and this is one of the things that these candidates are talking about, how huge the military is the worst or the best example, depending on how you put the spin on it, of being way too hard to manage, way too many moving parts, and these people slip through the cracks. Never mind that. This guy should have been in some unit where he was being taken care of, and certainly there are a number, how many, what is it? The candidates keep using a figure, 307,000 vets who have died because there's no care for them. There wasn't immediate care for them in the VA system, which is a whole other can of worms. I find this thing to be anathema, for me anyway. Guys should never, ever, ever have been in the service, period.
No, I don't disagree. I just read a book that's been out probably for a decade called Upcountry by Nelson DeMille.
Yeah.
And it looks at Vietnam and a guy who's going back 30 years after it. And he revisits the site of, he was there for two tours of duty. And he revisits some of the battle sites and some of the memories. And it is chilling because this guy goes and works for the government afterward, and he would be viewed, presumably by the outside world, as one of the successes. He got the Bronze Medal and good conduct and all that. It's terrifying. Yeah. I mean, it's a dehumanizing experience. Basic training strips away your personality. You're taught to do things that human beings are not normally predisposed to do, and then how do you get them? And it's not only once you're there, the huge issue, as you pointed out, of post-traumatic stress disorder when they're there, when they return, the domestic violence, I mean, the drug usage, the whole thing is just, I mean, when you say war is hell, we don't begin to talk about what war really is.
Mm-hmm. You train people to kill, and then you expect them to just reintegrate back into society.
To go back and work at Kmart,
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it never has. That's the point. It's just that the wars are less defined than they used to be. That if in World War II, in theory, you knew where the battle lines were.
Mm-hmm.
With the more modern wars, the kid who's playing baseball with you one day may be dumping a bomb in front of your car the next. So the whole thing is just, it's not how human beings are taught to behave or think or function.
Right.
And
right.
to say that they're dysfunctional, like, what do you expect? I mean, which is not. And I don't know what the solution is. And the armed services have gotten much better, and they do have people like me, at least peripherally involved. Mm-hmm. I went to Armed Services Day at the Endeavor last year, and they took me through some of the retraining they have for post-traumatic stress disorder, and they use all sorts of computers and sort of virtual realities, and they take you through Baghdad at midnight and things blowing up in front of you. I mean, the technology to treat these guys has gotten incredibly sophisticated, but the need has never changed, and the disorder has never changed. I mean, it's really terrifying and heartbreaking.
Yep. All right, 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Provia, easy to use. If you're losing your hair, this is what you put on your scalp. You sort of noodle it in, if you will. Maybe if you've got one of those vibrating massagers, you put it on. It opens up your pores, allows the...
A government-issued device. Never mind, sorry. That's my new catchphrase.
Okay. Well, call 800-525-8319. Look your best. Feel your best. It's an incredible product. 800-525-8319. Yes, get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Got a craving you can't explain? Would you believe that you are what you crave? Well, it's true. What you crave says a lot about your deeply hidden personality. Here's the social science of it. Researchers found if you crave fantasy, then you probably want to escape reality. Run away from the usual malaise of the world. What about arousal and cheap thrills? No doubt you're into sports, maybe even caffeine, and you want to run away from your routine everyday world. And then there are those who crave relaxation. You want comfort food and TV, maybe even a little quiet and peace of mind.
Gimme. I need.
What's the cheap psychological trick? All cravings mean one thing. You want to escape from what you consider routine. Why not? As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, hey, knock yourself out. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bruising forward is the only player in NHL history with more than 600 goals and 2,000 penalty minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a rocket.
He's also the modern leader in Gordie Howe hat tricks, an unofficial stat for having a fight, an assist, and a goal in one game. So where is Brendan Shanahan now? Brendan has retired to the NHL's front office, where he's the league top enforcement official. He's responsible for doling out suspensions and fines for any sort of serious rough stuff. And he knows all about that.
And now Shanahan,
fresh air,
on the center of the garden.
Remember, Brendan, half the game is mental, the other half is being mental. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are early birds or night owls more successful?
According to research, morning people are, because they tend to be more proactive.
Dr. Christopher Winter with the American Academy of Sleep Medicine offers these steps to change your internal clock. 1. Wake up early every day, including weekends.
2. Don't hit snooze.
3. Use light to trick your brain into thinking the sun is up.
4. Exercise.
5. Eat protein, which facilitates wakefulness. Skip carbs, which promote sleep.
6. Don't nap to fall asleep earlier at night.
Do this for 2 weeks to turn your inner night owl into a morning lark. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
John Stewart. Most people know who he is. Most people like him and or respect him for what he's done in his professional career. He took a turn and was a part of a congressional hearing. This is the guy who was formerly the host of The Daily Show. He went with first responders to the Capitol, 911 first responders, to tell Congress to renew a bill which provides the responders with health benefits, also a certain amount of compensation ahead of the expiration date, which I think is the end of the year. I'm not sure exactly when it does, but he said, quote, "I'm embarrassed that you, after serving so selflessly with such heroism, have to come down here and convince people to do what's right." You know, this is the same thing as the VA. How many different programs can we come up with that the government, and how do we let them get away with this? Treats people that have helped us sustain who we are and what we do, and you're basically told to go pound sand because the government is so inefficient, so badly run. And all of the candidates who are up on stage who took advantage of this to bang away at how inefficient government is, how big and out of control it is, how worthless it is in terms of what it actually provides in the main, we're now sort of getting this. It takes a long time for a lumbering giant like the population of this country to come around. But I'll tell you something. There's another facet to this, which we'll talk about in the next half hour. The way the government is attacking farming and farmers, there's something new, a new wrinkle in that, and I'm going to tell you about it in the next half hour. Conversation continues with Roberta and Joy and Richie and me on Good Day at 21 past the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Freaky scene.
That girl is freaky. The kind of girl you read about. That girl is pretty wild now. I really like to taste that.
They always have some investment in music during this portion of each hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. But we have playing in the background one of Rick James' most successful tunes called Super Freak. Dedicated. He's kind of a super freaky looking guy himself. Ever look at a picture of him? No, huh? I must be running a one-way talk program here.
There you go.
Oh, there.
There. Yeah, yeah, very freaky.
Rick James is a sort of dirty prince. You think yes or no? I mean, look at him. Just dirty. I don't know. We're having a little Rick James concert because he is in the news. And he's been dead for, what, 10 years? When did he die, this guy? I'm not getting, okay. Where is everybody? Hello? My mic on?
Who? Who's Rick James?
Rick James was a rocker of some note. Autobiography just published. And the book was, it's called Glow, written by Rick James with musical biographer David Ritz. Has the tales of his drugs, his rock and roll. I mean, why would that scare you? Look at a picture of this guy. Why would you think there would be anything going on with him. You got any more of his music, Kara? Or mm-hmm.
be... Yeah, he died August 6, 2004.
Yeah, right.
11 years.
Okay. So, what is there that... Do you find yourself being a fan of his? Trying to find
the big fun. Well, I mean, I like the Super Freak. I always thought it was kind of a freaky song. I mean, you know, I think that's part of what he kind of, like you say, kind of an unkempt prince. Kind of a, mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of what Ebony Eyes, Mary Jane. Ebony Eyes, pretty good movie, pretty good song.
I don't know. I never found myself liking any of his stuff, frankly.
Well, it was just interesting. I mean, it's something, you know, calling something a super freak was kind of an interesting kind of notion.
All right, anyway, I don't want to give this guy any more time.
Okay, goodbye.
Than I need to.
Adios, Ricky.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, Rick. La la. All right, so let's talk about the Pope. Here's a contrast.
The Pope. Love the Pope.
Right. Yeah,
he's
most
a cool,
everybody
cool dude.
Who knows anything about this Pope likes him. There's a because he's coming to Philadelphia. I think was it early next month, right?
He's coming to New York next week.
Next week, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. So the people who were promoting the Pope's appearance here were giving out tickets to see him, and yeah. they were free.
Yeah.
They've
yeah,
all been distributed.
Central Park.
Yeah, yeah. right. Yeah.
The Align Central Park, he's going to do like a motorcade through Central
right.
Park.
He's also going to do down at the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in a lottery because I was a first responder.
Really?
So,
yeah. Well, you can get a ticket. The ones that were given away free
all
are
of
now
them are
being
free.
Sold by the people who are scalping this for $5,000
oh,
a
my
ticket.
Goodness.
Well, yesterday, oh, apparently goodness. Amazon, there were people who were, they was on Amazon for $200 and Amazon closed it down yesterday.
Really?
Good for
yeah,
Amazon.
Because they're, all of them were free. All the tickets, you can only
they
get
them away
ticket.
Free, but now people are selling them online yeah, yeah. for $5,000. Is this a scam?
It's not a scam, it's scalping.
Yeah, but I mean, is it really, think about it, it's sort of...
If you want to go to something bad enough, what are you willing to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Yeah, yeah. Well, $5,000 apparently is going.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. Feeling you. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna
good day,
be
time
a good day.
Is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy Brown, and Rich McFadden. All right, so Joy normally joins us every week at this time. We're going to put a different hat on. She's a great broadcaster. She has her own program from noon until 3. Roberta, see, if you played your cards right, you could have your own radio program too. But you just don't play your cards right.
What do you mean I don't play my cards right?
Joy played her cards right. Well, you have been here all this time with me. You could have been off on your own doing the same thing that Joy does.
I love being with you.
I love having you here, too.
I love being
Joy,
with you. And I love having Joy with us. Joy is so much fun.
Yes, she is. And she's mild. Remember that old commercial?
And she's mild?
Remember some old cigarette commercial. I'm trying to outstanding, and they are mild.
Well, that was my parents used to carry around a photo album that was called My Pride and Joy.
Yes, right.
For my other brothers and sisters.
Can
and
I show you my Pride
you
and Joy? I used
it?
To do that.
Yeah,
and it
exactly.
was a bottle of Pride and Joy. Yeah, Pride exactly. was the furniture wax, and Joy was the soap
washing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, the law of attraction.
Baby.
Well, you see, that's how it's normally used, but I'm not sure that is complete, nor fair, nor intelligent. The law of attraction is something that some people understand, some people don't. Law of attraction often, as Joy just suggested, applies to relationships, people that you attract into your life. But I believe that thoughts are things. And you can attract into your life pretty much whatever you want to if you understand how to use your mind. And I mean that on the plus
Isn't
side and maybe on the negative side.
That's manifestation.
Or visualization.
Yep, visualization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here we are as Mercury goes retrograde. Everybody understand?
Oh, again? Oh,
Mercury
is going retrograde again? Oh, yeah.
Yes. For the next 3 weeks, Mercury is in retrograde.
And we've got a full moon and a perigee moon and an eclipse.
Yep. All in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, Mercury just went in today, and it'll be 3 weeks. I think it's 3 days. Comes out.
And the moon is the 28th, so that's
the moon is the
28th.
Yep.
You have broken toes. I have pneumonia in my left lung. We're doing great on this show, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's help everybody, Joy, understand how to use the law of attraction and why it is that it works for some people and it doesn't for others. Because it's just sort of a meditative state, is it not?
All right, well, let me sort of put aside my... Usually the law of attraction is the copulatory gaze, which is a 20-second first impression that is true of the animal kingdom, including human beings. All right, so now that we've said that, we can put it aside.
I want to know more about that. What is the 20-second copulatory gaze?
That's what it's called. It's just that mammals have within the first 20 seconds, that it's either yay or nay.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, it's real. Mm-hmm. I write about a lot in Dating for Dummies. Okay, let's talk about Doug's law of attraction, which is how do you attract positive or negative things in your life? And the answer is, to a certain extent, that you anticipate by visualization. And I know there's a great story. When I first moved to San Francisco, I was doing television the day I arrived. And my hairdresser said she was getting married that afternoon after she did my hair. And I said, what's he like? And she said, well, she made a list of all the things that she wanted in a man. And she the only thing she forgot to put down was that she wanted hair on his head. Mm-hmm. And he was bald. But she actually wrote down a list of what she wanted. And a lot of people believe that if you can visualize what you want, you can not only attract it, but recognize it when you see it. Mm-hmm. And conversely, if you go through life being negative about everything, that you will attract that attitude really is everything.
Yep.
And not only attitude, mm-hmm. but the specifics of how you visualize things.
So, are men different about this than women?
Yeah, they talk about breasts a lot. No, I'm sorry, that was rude.
Visualization, works there. Yeah.
Shame on you.
Right.
No, I think in theory...
Is that a weakness, by the way?
No, it's a government issue.
Yeah, right.
Government issue.
Right.
No, the idea is that anybody can do it. It's not a sexual dimorphism. I think that women tend to be more into. Women want a tall, dark, handsome stranger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men want a dumb, blonde, buxom, mute whose father owns a liquor store.
Why is that? That's too bad.
With a flat eye.
I'm being silly with you. I'm really being silly.
Right.
The idea being that I do think that, look, you and you guys, all of us know people who've dated, you know, one kind of woman or one kind of man, and all of a sudden they decide there's a shift in their life, and all of a sudden, I knew a guy who always dated leggy blondes, and all of a sudden he introduced me to this woman who was short, not particularly attractive, and I thought, he's ready to get married. That he's chosen somebody very different. He wants someone to settle down with. He wants someone who will be a good mom. And he changed his perceptions. And I don't know if he did it consciously or not, but it was quite obvious to those of us who knew him that there had been a major shift in his thinking. And I think that we know people who will all of a sudden, Robert Downey Jr. may be sort of a public example of somebody who dated and married a certain kind of woman and had huge drug problems, huge acting out problems, all of a sudden found a completely different kind of woman and changed his life.
Yep.
And I don't think she changed his life. I think he changed his attitude.
Nah.
And therefore he allowed her to be in his life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do men and women meet in places that are unusual? For example, yoga class.
Sure.
I went to a couple of yoga classes, and it was the sweat yoga, so I was...
Bikram.
Bikram yoga, yeah. And so in terms of what I was watching some of these men do, I had a hard time just existing because I couldn't stand on one foot or the other by myself, and after that, everything else was a collapse. But I did notice that there were other people in there. When you look in the mirror, funny what you see, because people forget that there's a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these guys. And women, too, by the way. This is one of the other things that happens that I think women, they're, oh, no, this girl, I would never do that. Baloney.
Never do what?
Look, check out guys in some circumstance, whether it's the gym or yoga class.
Women check out men.
Of course. Yeah. Goodness, Doug.
Well, no, and I'm just saying, it's like the men are criticized for
doing. I think they may check
doing
out somewhat different parts, body parts, although not necessarily.
Well, why wouldn't you? Women don't have the same body parts as men.
Well, but I mean, everybody checks out butts. What can I tell you? Everybody checks out legs. Everybody checks out abs. Everybody checks out face. Everybody checks out arms.
Hands. Yeah. Hands.
Smile, eyes, hair, ears. Yeah. Not so much ears.
Okay, so does that work for you?
Me?
Hmm.
You know what? It's really interesting. I was on a station cruise last night, and apparently my long hair is somehow changed things because a lot more people flirted with me than usual.
Really?
And yeah, I was talking.
Who are these men?
Well, I'm going to send you all their names because I want you to vet them because I'm terrible at picking men. Terrible.
Okay, as your friend, I'll vet them for you.
I'd really appreciate it.
You know who would be better at that? Would be Roberta.
I'm going to have both of you do it. Look, I need all the help I can get. Yeah, I'm terrible at this.
Yeah.
But they were talking about what, and of course, then when we talk about generalities of what attracts people, because one of them is a hair transplant surgeon, and he said, how do you feel about men and hair? And I said, well, when I was really young, it was certainly one of the things that I felt, I would never go out with a guy who was bald. And now I think, I mean, if he's smart, if he's in pretty good shape, if he's funny, if he's nice, you know, if he's got hair in his head or not, you know, I could care less.
I'm not crazy about the last guy you were serious with. It seems to me he didn't have a lot of hair.
Exactly. Right. Well,
but
yeah.
Isn't hair an indication of testosterone levels?
But inversely, actually, that men who are bald tend to have higher testosterone levels than men who don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. But when I was talking with him, when I wrote, I'm trying to remember which book it was. I think it's A Jungle Out There, Jane. It was talking about the fact that men view their hair in the same way that women view their breasts as a way of attracting the opposite sex.
Really?
And I think they're both faulty. They both have some reality to it. No.
I'm going to put Kara on the spot because she's by far younger by at least half of the two of you.
Thank you.
Kara's
so
at the controls
that.
At the moment in the studio in Washington. So, Kara, you're 24, right? You're 23, 24? How old are you?
23.
Okay. So you've been listening to this conversation. Do you agree with Roberta and with Joy as to how women check men out?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do. I think women are different in that they don't do it so blatantly, or they don't necessarily go and, you know, yell stuff at guys, and that's something.
Well, but yelling isn't checking out. Yelling is trying to intimidate, and I think you're right. Women, by and large, don't try and intimidate men sexually, but and I think you may be right. We may be a little subtler, just because not quite as acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, until you hit about 40 or 50, and then all subtlety drops off.
Yeah, good
speak
point.
For yourself, Roberta.
I think if you go through a part of the gym that a lot of women are in, and then a guy walks through who has been working out, or you know, obviously has his like arms out, I think you could look at the women and all of their heads would probably turn at the same time.
Right.
Well, and they're all making eye contact and they're smirking. They may not be saying anything, but they're all thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. All right, there you go, boys and girls. That's a lesson in life from the ladies.
I think
program.
The idea that women are sexual is a relatively modern concept, and you know, men need to get used to it.
Thank God. The video of the day today is from the folks at Cedar Point Amusement Park. It's a teaser that gives everybody a front row seat of their newest roller coaster. So, if you are you have a weak stomach, you'll think you're riding in a roller coaster when you look at this video. So, if you do not like the sensation, I don't. For example,
I don't either.
I do not like the sensation of being in a roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Oh, I love
Roberta
roller
would love it. Yeah, I knew that was the
virtual reality. I can't do roller coasters. Yeah. I love them.
Right. So check out. This may be the craziest roller coaster that you have ever seen. It's really. people lose their lunch looking at videos.
Yeah, I've done that.
They're in the train.
Yeah, I can't do those.
No. So I'm teasing you a little bit. But if you like that kind of experience, check it out at DougSteffen.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This running back scored 7-point return touchdowns and rang up 14,000 all-purpose yards in his 10-year all-pro career, all at just 5'7".
Dave Meggins inside the 30, and the rookie takes it the distance with no flags on the field.
So where is Dave Meggett now? Dave became a punt return consultant with the Dallas Cowboys under his former coach, Bill Parcells. Since then, Dave has had several run-ins with the law. In 2010, he was convicted of burglary and sexual assault on a 20-year-old co-ed in South Carolina. The judge sends him to 30 years in prison.
Loses a tackle at 35, 40. He's at the 45, 50. He's at the 45. He's down the sideline. He will score.
Dave Meggett, a true star of the 90s. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Causes updates you on animal rights, the environment, autism, gay rights, and more. But it has technical issues. Causes.
Struck out. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
She was a top seller at 2 companies, but quit both after men got the promotion she deserved.
While writing a book to help other women, she realized she was writing a business plan for herself.
With $5,000 in life savings, she bought the recipe for a skin softener, furnished a small storefront, and launched Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Mary Kay Ash gave women an opportunity to be in business for themselves, and she used incentives to reward high achievers, like the pink Cadillacs that have become a national symbol for her multi-billion dollar company.
How can you help others avoid pitfalls you've experienced? Your solution could lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Cheating may be alive and well in our school system, and recently a mom emailed me that her daughter thought that another child in the class was cheating off her paper. She asked how to handle it. Here's the developmental science of it. First, the mom and daughter worked out a plan, and here's what they came up with. The child decided to tell her friend that she was uncomfortable with cheating. No accusations, just explain the discomfort. Then the daughter decided to make it clear to her friend that she would abide by the school's honor code and tell the teacher if she thought there was cheating for sure.
Those people are nothing but vile, cheating, lying scum.
But the child decided on her own to cover her work and remove the temptation. What's the cheap psychological trick? Preemptive honesty is worth far more than a pound of teacher cure. Hey, check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at DrBuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, The Good Day Program. Here's a wonderful story. This week, you may or may not have heard the story of this lady named Shelley Ann Colley, who went into labor a year ago. Things did not go well. She had to undergo an emergency C-section. Her baby girl was delivered, but things did not go well, as I said, for Shelley Ann. She was put under for the procedure. She did not wake up. She slipped into a coma. And so her life was over, or at least it seemed that might have been the case. And then the husband went to his wife's bedside, as he had done, praying for her recovery. The doctors thought they were going to lose her. Mm-hmm. And so one of the nurses had an idea. How about we try contact with her through the baby?
Mm-hmm.
So they brought the baby into the hospital room. The baby touched, or they put the baby over the mother so that she was touching the skin. And then the baby started to be oral. There was a, you know, 1 year old, the child's not going to speak, but they're into sounds. I'm certainly understanding that. I've forgotten for my own children, but my grandson is all full of all kinds of things to say. And so this young baby was right next to the mother and started her noise, her
they're
talking,
babbling,
or babbling, whatever you want to call it. The mother wakes up from the coma.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, there
think
bunch
about
of,
it.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of studies that suggest that people talk with people, bring music. As I said, there was a great documentary that was done last year about music and Alzheimer's. It has to be something meaningful to the person. Mm-hmm. So from their era. But yeah, there are a lot of... The brain is a very mystical kind of organ, and there seem to be all sorts of back doors that we're just not aware of until we sort of stumble across them. But it's a wonderful story.
Yeah, it really is good. You love to hear those sorts of things. And it sort of goes back to the law of attraction in a way. The things that you don't expect to happen or you think aren't going to happen, or you may, I mean, in this case, I think prayer or the power of thought, prayer is just thinking. So the power of that, whether it's an individual or collective piece of work.
Well,
I think
prayer is a way to connect into the collective consciousness.
Yeah.
The collective consciousness, and that's what prayer does. It connects.
Huge energy there. Mm-hmm. Huge energy.
Not
yeah, there have been all sorts of really interesting studies that suggest that a large number of people praying can actually change things.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
51 after on Good Day.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh, I'm here to f*** amuse you. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me what's
funny.
I know
I'd go from rags to return. If you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn.
Rags to Riches, Tony Bennett, used during the opening credits of Goodfellas. Number one movie during this week in 1990. You just heard Joe Pesci. Who else you got there, Richie?
That's it. The one and only cut from that movie.
Oh, really?
But you really need the pants.
It does.
Everybody knows that movie from that cut.
Yeah. Get the movie in perspective. Interesting. Listen to Tony Bennett. This is a recording that was made about 40 years ago, I believe, and used in this. Well, this the movie is, what, 25 years old?
Yep.
25 years ago? And it was often confused with the Godfather movies because it's the same kind of chill,
well,
right?
Same genre.
Yeah.
A very different in tone, though, I think.
Because it's more violent?
It's just
The Godfather's more stylized. Mm-hmm. Goodfellas is more blunt.
All right, so that's how we get started.
Both great movies, though.
Yeah, well, it depends on your... They're classic movies that are probably in
you know,
some
vault somewhere. Although, and deservingly so, Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci get all the credit for Goodfellas. Paul Savino is quite excellent in that movie.
Yeah, he's had a mediocre career. Early on, he did say he had some pretty powerful roles in some pretty powerful movies. But I don't think he's done anything since he was on Law & Order. So let's keep moving here. Movie music with Tony Bennett gets it started every day when we do movie moments. We have some music for you to remember and some of the slices of life from some of these movies. Chuck is going to have some movie news. I think he lost a little of his time yesterday, so he gave him plenty of time to bring us up to date on the important movie news next year on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Cheating may be alive and well in our school system, and recently a mom emailed me that her daughter thought that another child in the class was cheating off her paper. She asked how to handle it. Here's the developmental science of it. First, the mom and daughter worked out a plan, and here's what they came up with. The child decided to tell her friend that she was uncomfortable with cheating. No accusations, just explain the discomfort. Then the daughter decided to make it clear to her friend that she would abide by the school's honor code and tell the teacher if she thought there was cheating for sure.
Those people are nothing but vile, cheating lying scum.
But the child decided on her own to cover her work and remove the temptation. What's the cheap psychological trick? Preemptive honesty is worth far more than a pound of teacher cure. Hey, check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Chucker has movie news. I, in watching the debate, Chucker, found it interesting the number of movies that were being plugged, including that new Tom Hanks movie that looks quite suspenseful, quite good.
That's a Spielberg-directed movie also.
Right, yeah. Well, he and Spielberg are quite close friends, and so they work well together. All right, what else in your bag of tricks today?
Yesterday it was reported that actress Elizabeth Banks, who scored as a first-time director with the box office hit Pitch Perfect 2, is in negotiations to produce and direct a reboot of Charlie's Angels over at Sony Pictures.
Hmm.
I could see that being a $20 million paycheck for somebody like Scarlett Johansson to take the lead.
Wait a minute, Charlie's Angels, what about the three?
Does Drew Barrymore still own that franchise?
Yeah.
I thought she had some creative control. She'll probably be attached as an executive producer.
Yeah, I thought she owned it.
And make some coin off it.
Yeah.
Other news, Disney, I don't know if you brought this up yesterday, Disney is eyeing actress Emily Blunt for their Mary Poppins reboot over at the studio. I think that's a perfect, actually, I think that's a perfect choice. She worked with the director of the film, Rob Marshall, in the movie Into the Woods last year. She did a really good job in that film, so I could see why they would want her.
Actress.
And according to reports, advance tickets will be for sale next month for Star Wars The Force Awakens, more than 2.5 months before the film's release, which is somewhat unheard of, but I have a feeling that one might be popular, Doug.
Well, yeah, it's gonna, right, how long are you going to have to wait in line? If it took me 3 tries to get in to see The Man from U.N.C.L.E., now that they've redone the AMC theaters, have all been redone across the country.
Well, considering it'll be on 4,000 screens, and I don't really know why you need advance tickets. I mean, there's so many theaters and seats will be showing it.
Yeah.
The first week you won't be able to get
it. Yeah, you won't get it. First week or so. All right, Chuck Curry, thanks. You. Our movie man, Chuck Curry, part of the Good Day program for 24 years, if you can imagine that. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
cancellation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.